This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Waliyu Shaytan, a friend of the Shaytan, what does he do? Listen to this. Look how corrupt this becomes now. And you will see its relevance in our society today. Allah Azza wa Jal, now he tells us the signs of a friend of a Shaytan. How do you point him out? How do you spot him out? Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, the friend of a Shaytan does this. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when they do a vulgar, shameless, immoral deed, when they do a fahisha, see the word fahisha, it even takes effort to say it, because that's how nasty it is. That's how hated it is by Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-fahisha is the evil deed that is even recognized by a person. Every nafs Allah has put inside of it recognition to know what is fahisha. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal installed in the soul the ability to recognize al-fujur, sins and transgression and immorality. So these people now, فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, they do a shameless deed. Next, what do? فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. We found our forefathers doing the same thing. Yani society is doing it. So the first stage is committing the sin without shame. The second stage is normalization. The sin is normalized in society. وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. What's the deal? Everyone is doing the same thing. Everyone is coming out with this sin. Why am I supposed to be different? وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. Meanwhile, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the believers, because the believer could do a fahisha as well. But the difference between وَلِيُّ الشَّيْطَانِ وَوَلِيُّ الرَّحْمَانِ, the friend of Allah and the friend of a shaytan, the difference is that if a believer was to do a sin, Allah said, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Immediately they turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and they seek Allah's forgiveness for the sins that they have done. They humbled, they feel bad and sad about what they had done, and they humbly beg Allah to accept their words of forgiveness. Amma waliyu shaytan, he goes a step further and he says, so he commits the sin, he tries to justify it and normalize it in society, and then look at this. وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. And Allah commanded us to do this. He made it religion. He made his fahisha religion. He legislated. He spoke on behalf of Allah. And he's saying to the people, this is what Allah commanded us. Yani, like what we saw in few and recent years, al-fahisha is done first. Homosexuality and its likes, then it's normalized. Before it was concealed. Then وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. Everyone is doing it. From one society, from one country to another, they all support each other. And then وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. Allah loves equality. Did you hear that? This, how they ascribed it to Allah. Some shaytan ascribed it to deen and religion. وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. There's no dalal after this. And this is clear for you to open your eyes and see it. Same-sex marriage was forbidden. What happened? It became legal. It's legislated. Wallahu amarana biha. This is the stage we've reached. Well, hijab that is presented as well. Wallahu amarana biha. This is what, is this what Allah commanded you? This. Woman, Muslim woman swimwear. Is this what Allah commanded? For you to go to the beach and wear tight clothing and swim among others and among non-mahram men. And then you say, I'm wearing my hijab. I'm wearing my hijab at the beach. Wallahu amarana biha. Now, look at the response that comes. And this is supposed to be the response of every preacher, of every believer, so that we can recalibrate this standard that has gone and lost. We need to collaborate it once again. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Look how nice and simple and clear it is. Just come out and say, Allah does not command immorality. Because if he did, it wouldn't have been called immorality. It wouldn't have been called fahisha. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Are you people that are playing in society left and right and changing from Allah's law what you like? Are you people speaking on behalf of Allah that which you have no knowledge about? In other words, the problem was ignorance. Ignorance. What you see outside of change and mess and corruption is ignorance. What shaitan calls to ignorance, because knowledge is sought in al-masajid. With shaitan, his role is to remove you from the masjid and to keep you away from all that which is related to Islam and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, knowledge. And speaking on behalf of Allah out of ignorance is worse than shirk. What aslan, it is the essence of shirk. Why do people worship other than Allah? Because someone that is ignorant sat in the position of Allah, made himself a legislator, and told the people, this is a god besides Allah, worship him. And speaking against on behalf of Allah with ignorance is worse. It is the root cause of shirk. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ